caused by, I quote, hate itself of precisely the obsessive and dehumanising kind that Fisk and Bin Laden have been spreading. According to the same message from Professor Judea Pearl of UCLA, I was drooling venom and a professional hate peddler. Another missive, signed Ellen Popper, announced that I was in cahoots with the arch-terrorist Bin Laden. This is 800 words, ladies and gentlemen, in an airline seat over the Atlantic. Mark Guon labelled me a total nutcase. I was psychotic, according to Lillian Barry Weiss. Brandon Heller of San Diego informed me that you are actually supporting evil itself. Quite a lot in 800 words. On an Irish radio show, a Harvard professor announced that I was a liar, a dangerous man, and that anti-Americanism, of which I was apparently guilty, was the same as anti-Semitism. The show's anchor eventually pulled the plug on the professor, but I got the point. Not only was it wicked to suggest that someone might have had reasons to commit the mass slaughter, it was even more appalling to suggest what these reasons might be. To criticise the United States, or to be anti-American, whatever that is, was to be a Jew-hater, a racist, a Nazi. Merely to suggest that Washington's policies